We have some questions that have been submitted by people in the audience, people on the internet, and I want to take the few remaining moments we have to ask those. And let me put the next one to Reverend Sharpton. I'll just go down the list in order as we would have gone otherwise. Brian Holland of Atlanta, Georgia asks this: globalization has provided economic growth, but also has had significant environmental impacts, such as deforestation and overfishing. How would you hold multinational corporations accountable and address environmental degradation associated with trade?
Well, first of all, I'm opposed to many of the trade agreements, including NAFTA and others in the 90s. I think that for any trade agreement, though, that I would support as president or advocate in this campaign, you must have a strong environmental part of the trade agreement that is enforceable. We cannot, in the name of trade, go against the best interests of the people of the world. We have too long allowed government to say we must sacrifice environment, sacrifice health, in order to stimulate the economy, either globally or domestically. And I don't think that's a fair exchange. I think we need a president that says clearly some things are non-negotiable, and that, in my judgment, should be non-negotiable.
Next question to Senator Mosley Braun. This comes from Dan Scholes of Roselle, Illinois. I beg your pardon. What do you feel is the most significant challenge to protecting our remaining wilderness areas, and how would you address it?
Well, the most significant challenge is this administration, it seems to me. I think that we have to be very clear about wildlife conservation, funding fish and wildlife, to make certain that we actually enforce and don't let them continue to gut the Endangered Species Act. I think we have to deal with the issue of the sprawl that's endangering our wilderness areas. And we have to, again, go back and look at the whole issue of enforcement, which I think really is the biggest issue we have with this administration and where we are right now. And in that regard, I want to point out that one of the most insidious things that they're doing has to do with packing the courts. They are packing the courts with jurists who have an anti-environmental agenda, and this is something I think we really have to be very concerned about. We also have to be concerned about breaking up the kind of revolving door cabal that this administration has put in place. Stop is upside down. the cabal that they put in place of people who really have no problem at all with allowing for development to run amok and destroy wilderness areas without concern for protecting our heritage.
I'm going to go a bit out of order because, according to our timers, Governor Dean hasn't had quite as much time as the other guests have. So, Governor Dean, I'll put this one to you. This comes from Phil Landrigan. It doesn't say where Phil Landrigan is located. Children are especially vulnerable to environmental contaminants because of their developing immune systems. What steps would you take to protect children from environmental threats?
We talked about environmental racism. I think the key to the environmental racism is to raise the bar for all pollution. And if more pollution is in minority communities, that stops too. That applies to all children. We've talked about lead. That's absolutely critical. We've talked about mercury. That's absolutely critical. The bottom line is, if we want to win this election based on environmental issues, we have got to connect the environment, as I was saying, to mercury directly through families, to talk about what happens to your child when they go to the emergency room with an asthma attack. Those are the kinds of things that we can do. Talk directly about children and then connect it to the environment, just as we connect national security to the environment by not having a renewable energy policy of any kind.